From the heart of Kingston City to serve in the West, youths on the corners, parents and groups now stand as part of the solution to crime and violence. They tell their stories of change and hope in CSJP in 5. 5 minutes of weekly news and special interviews from the Citizen Security and Justice Program of the Ministry of National Security.
Over 30 at-risk youth between the ages of 10 and 14 from the communities of De La Vega City and Marchpen in Spanish Town, as well as their parents, recently benefited from a life-changing experience at a behavior modification summer camp. Stay with us to hear more on this week's edition of CSJP in 5. Summer Bounce Camp 2017 was recently held at the Marchpen Community Center in Spanish Town, St. Catherine. The four-week camp exposed children between the ages of 10 and 14 and their parents to life skills and behavior modification techniques to deal with conflict, anger, grief, low academic performance, low motivation, and building positive relationships with each other. The camp, hosted by the De La Vega and Marchpen Benevolent Society, was held in partnership with the Deno and Gettys D&G Foundation, Clean Concept, the Child Development Agency, the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, and other agencies.
We all want success. We all want love. We all want care. And for me, it was a sobering reminder that there are wonderful people everywhere.
Sustainability Manager Red Stripe Garth Williams. Mr. Williams says the DNG Foundation Club will donate school bags to the campers and continue to provide motivational support to the communities once per term for the 2017-18 academic year. CSJP's Psychosocial Services Unit engaged the children and their parents in group, family, and individual counseling sessions.
I was asked to step in to do a life skills presentation on self, building self-confidence, having a sense of worth or value about who you are, irrespective of your circumstance, and what are some of the things that we can do to achieve success in life, what are some of the goals that we can move towards, and how it is that our evaluation of ourselves, how we see ourselves, would propel us in the direction to succeed. There was a session where parents were asked to come and we did a discussion with regards to some of the things that they can look out for to enhance their child's success and what are some of the activities that can be done to show them that they are loved, that they are cared for.
CSJP psychologist Denise Simpson. The campers also went on an excursion to Ocherias Bay Beach as part of efforts to build rapport between the Marchpen and De La Vega communities. There was also a sports and fun day. Chanel Chambers was one of 12 camp volunteers.
One of the high points is that the boys and the girls love to play and they learn to be confident.
My favorite part of the camp was playing football and to build my self-esteem, because at first I was very shy and now I'm not shy.
Camper Shakir Murphy.
It was fun, the competition, like the netball games and go on the trip in Australia.
Camper Tony Andrew Murray. Camp Director Katie Clark, more popularly known as Auntie Sue, says overall the camp turned out to be a success, thanks to all the volunteers who participated.
Dealing with persons in the community taught me a lot. Sometimes I wanted to give up, but then again I said, I have to hold on and be strong. Why? I met persons with different personality, and I had to put myself in the position how to deal with their situation.
CSJP supports this and similar interventions through funding from the Inter-American Development Bank, UK Department for International Development, and Global Affairs Canada. That's it for this week's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Join us again next time for another edition of CSJP in 5.
The Citizen Security and Justice Program is a crime prevention initiative of the Ministry of National Security. For more information, go to www.csjp.gov.jm or call 906-4714 in Kingston or 979-0197 in Montego Bay.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.